Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and this morning's conversation is with Don McCrory, Deputy Chief Financial Officer at the National Science Foundation. Joining us in our conversation is Jay Grimion, also with PwC.
Don, National Science Foundation was the only agency to receive a green light on OMB's management scorecard for its financial management. What's the secret of your success over there?
Well, thanks for noticing that, Jay. We're the only green light. And trust me, you're not the only one that's noticed that. I'd probably get a call a week from people that say, what's the secret of the success? Let me just start with the baseline. As we understand it from OMB, what was the baseline to get a green? And the baseline is an unqualified opinion on your financial statements. They must be submitted on time. There should be no material weaknesses in internal controls or compliance with laws and regulations. Basically, there are no material weaknesses in there. And also being able to be compliant with the Federal Financial Management Improvement Act of 1996. And that compliance comes from the agency head assertion. So those are sort of the baseline criteria to get the green light. And it would seem simple, but it's not. There's a lot of, the government, although the CFO Act now is a little over 12 years old, there's a lot of agencies still grappling with these very issues. So that is the baseline criteria for getting the green light. And then I think the technologies that we've been able to launch in terms of our grant processes have certainly been well received at the Office of Management and Budget. They realize that we've sort of been forward thinking in terms of federal financial management. Our financial systems are highly integrated with all our core business systems, our payroll system, our personnel system, travel, and so forth. It's very integrated, very tightly integrated. And basically, our budget has doubled in the last 10 years, where our staff has basically stayed at about 1,200 people. And we've done that all through technology and being able to leverage technology. And I think OMB recognized that overall holistic success we've had in financial management and wanted to sort of set us apart as NSF, someone that other agencies can follow and emulate.
Tell us how the thinking on these issues began. And you didn't wake up one day and have totally integrated systems that work so well. And yet you indicated that it seems very simple, but the challenges are hard. How did people figure this problem out? How long did it take?
Well, NSF has a culture. There is a culture that has to start from the top down. Do you want to be automated? Is it important to your organization? Is the strategy to become technologically driven? And I think NSF has thought about that 10 years ago. You know, NSF did invent the internet. So we are on the front lines there. We had a director that was from IBM about 10 years ago came in, who was used to technology driven in the private sector. And when he got here, he very much was interested in technology driving the organization. And we began, I think, there, where we had mainframe computers. We had PCs on desktops when people were still, sharing one desk on one computer on 10 desks. So, I mean, it seems simple, but that's the progression to get to a point where technology starts to drive your mission. And we have a lot of, as I said, people that come from the university community into us who are used to having technology available to them to do their job. And they very much demand it in their work when they come in, that they will have the technology available to do it. And so that's how we sort of got to here to there. And that's flowed through to the administrative systems, finance and award systems, and that's all integrated now. So,
well, what accompanied the thinking around technology? There's a lot of organizations that have technology that don't have clean opinions or obviously got green lights on the scorecard. What was it with the technology that brought about the change?
The difference was that they have a lot of maybe perhaps fragmented systems or systems that were built prior to the CFO Act, FACEB standards, being able to produce timely and accurate financial information, having them audited. The statements were very much driven just to produce payments and give me my budget numbers. And you might only be interested in your own information and your own field office or your own district, and not necessarily the integration of your total financial picture of the organization. And there's a lot of disaggregation out there still, and it's the connectivity of that that's being the problem. I mean, it's easy to build an ERP system at a headquarter office, but then if you have a 30-year-old mainframe out in Kansas City, Missouri that you're trying to connect with, there's where the problems are starting to lie. Or somebody who had been involved in building a system 20 years ago and having that system, sort of ownership of that system, and giving that up for something better. That's tough. Again, the NSF, we demand to have cutting edge. Our director demands it. Our ADs demand that we have the best in technology, and people, the culture is that we always are looking for change for the next better thing.
Did you have this integration vision when you began?
No, I won't say that we had this. God, I wish we did. we're grappling with that now, an enterprise architecture, and I'm not the CIO, but, you know, we're involved. The CFO and the CIO are very much involved in a process to look at the enterprise architecture in NSF and maybe come up with a way we're going to go to the next generation of web-based development products. We've sort of developed systems independently, but since we have been able to integrate them fairly effectively. In terms of, we had a good test environment. We have good staff that are involved in this, and the resources are available to make sure that the integration is there. But yes, we are going through a capital strategy plan right now for our administrative systems of where we're going in the next generation for that.
We know that National Science Foundation gets about 30,000 proposals per year, and that could really amount to a whole lot of paper. How have y'all helped transition your customer base, the people who are submitting these proposals, to transition with you into the more automated, paperless society?
Well, 2 years ago, our director mandated that we go from a paper proposal submission process to a paperless proposal submission process. Basically, we're going to accept things in PDF forms, CDs. Basically, everything would be electronic. And that process, external to us, you know, there was some resistance. But the mandate was made that we're going to accept only paperless proposals. It was going to be electronic proposal submissions. And it's actually been a larger success than we could ever hope for. We're probably in 2 years well over 90% of our proposals come in electronically. And that has made a tremendous difference in terms of paper, being able to get our information, manage data, review data. When 9/11 came and a lot of federal agencies couldn't get mail, we never missed a beat. We accept all our mail electronically. Our proposals kept coming in electronically. And I think that in terms of e-grants and the e-grants initiative under the President's management, everybody will be looking at electronic proposal submission for grants. It's been a tremendous success for us.
What were the management challenges of going paperless?
Well, just basically, you know, are people going to accept that? You know, there was also things in terms of, if you submit a proposal electronically, they started burying URLs in terms of the proposal, which, you know, added, you know, and there's a very baseline when they submit proposals that they want everybody to have some equal footing in terms of being able to select a grant. So, you know, there was a lot of the electronic initiatives. Could they be able to put URLs into their proposals, color versus black and white graphs in a proposal, all those issues that came up. What about a small grantee who may not be as technology literate as a larger grantee who might have is there an advantage or disadvantage? So all those issues had to be sort of ferreted out. You know, it's a peer-reviewed system of grants. It's a panelist come in who review the grants in a very holistic view, look at it, make sure that each one grant is giving equal footing, equal evaluation. So we're very cognizant to make sure that everybody has equal chance to get an NSF grant. Those are the issues you need to deal with when you're in technology.
Well, we've talked about, you know, how the management has become, you know, technologically savvy, and we've talked about getting your customers being technologically savvy. How have you elevated the technological capabilities of your workforce to be able to function with this paperless environment?
Again, NSF is a culture of technology, and our workforce accepts technology change actually pretty well. They're not shocked when a new system is coming up or something's being automated. And with like any new change of the system, you'll have about 20% that will accept change no matter what. You'll have about 20% that will never accept change, and you'll have about 60% that needs to be sort of brought in on the forefront and let them have their say in the technology. And that's the 60% that you focus on, and eventually the systems come up without too much problem. We do have, for every system, we get our union involved to give them presentations of systems. Actually, on our latest finance system we brought up, we had our union involved in the testing, providing comments, feedbacks. We allow people to help test the system. They're going to use the system. People help to support. People help to support what they help to create. So we get people involved at the very front end. So we do marketing plans as well out to the staff. Give them marketing plans, our systems, what they'll do. So you know, changing our systems is not really a problem.
It's a good stopping point. Rejoin us as we continue our discussion with Don McCrory of NSF. When we come back, we'll ask him why financial audits matter and what it means to get a clean opinion. Stick with us as the Business of Government Hour continues.